Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is a good God. Hallelujah. God is that mind regulator. Hallelujah. God is that body that keeps together. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Because he is the Oshande glory. He is worthy, but of the sea. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory be to God. We appreciate God on this morning for a new month in him. Hallelujah. Happy birthday, all the August baby. Yay! Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Hallelujah. Because it is God that let us see that day. And not we ourselves, okay? But I'm not switching the word, but he allowed us to see a new day, a new month. God is just so good to us. And I do appreciate him, hallelujah, for just seeing another year, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because, you know, God is the one that keeps me and not me, myself. And I appreciate God, hallelujah, for seeing 71 years, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I appreciate God for being that age on today because some people didn't even make it to see that day. And I appreciate God. I thank the Lord on today, hallelujah, for his love, for his kindness, for his caring. I just appreciate him, hallelujah. I bless the Lord on today. I bless the Lord for my pastor. I bless the Lord for her husband. I bless the Lord for all of you. I bless the Lord on today. Me, Mary Bush, hallelujah. Bless God for all of you all. On today, because God is a good God. Hallelujah. And yesterday ain't like it was on today. It's a new day. Hallelujah. For us all. Hallelujah. And I bless the Lord. I bless him and I bless him and I bless him and I bless him. Just because we on Zoom don't mean now they will see, hallelujah, that we can't give God praise. Hallelujah. For his goodness, for his mercy, for his love, for his kindness on today. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy, 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 worthy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because I know God got a blessed word for us on today, and I want all our ears and heart to be open for the word of God, and I pray God would just bless our pastor more than ever before, give a new beginning, a new revelation, new knowledge on today in the name of Jesus. I appreciate him, hallelujah, because he is worthy, 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 worthy that we'll see, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we're going to have our prayer, hallelujah, by Deaconess Bowser, hallelujah, followed by scripture, hallelujah, by Brother Elijah Johnson, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, for this day. Thank you, God, for your mercy, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up on this morning, Lord, allowing us, Father, to see another day, Lord, to see your goodness, to see your mercy, Lord, to see all your beauty, hallelujah, Lord, that's before us, oh God. Father, forgive us for our sins, oh God, because we have come short of your glory. Father, there's so much that you have that we have done, oh God, that you have covered, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your rich mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your rich grace. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the life that's in that blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father. You are the beginning of our life. Thank you, Lord, for being Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah, God. You are the beginning of the Oshay, God. And you are the end, hallelujah, in the Oshay in our lives. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord, for all that you are in us and all that you provide for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for every day, God, that you have come to look upon us, Lord, to see where we are, Lord, and you are there to help us out, Lord. You are there to work it through us and work it out of us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, God, because we are sinners, Lord, saved by your grace, hallelujah, God. And if it was wasn't for you, God, being on our side, Father, where would we be? Hallelujah. Every day, God, that you give us to wake up and move, hallelujah, we should be grateful unto you, God. Work in us and through us, oh God. Make changes in us, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that we would stand firm, God, that we would look to you, hallelujah, and realize, Lord, that our hope, hallelujah, is in you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, and it's not here in this world, hallelujah, God. Every day, God, you give us a chance to come to you, Lord, to ask for forgiveness, Lord. Please forgive us, Father, for all our sins, Lord. Please make changes in our heart, in our spirit, in our walk, God. Give us to walk after your righteousness, Lord, and not to walk after the world, hallelujah. Father, we have everything that we need, God, in you, God. Everything that we have is provided, Father, from you, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for our homes and our children and our jobs and our cars, Lord. Thank you, God, hallelujah, God, that we can come, hallelujah, and fellowship, God, that we can come and hear of you, God, because your word is life-changing, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the discipline, and the correction, God, that you bring in our lives, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this year, God, hallelujah, God, because you want to do special things for us, Lord. You want to heal us, hallelujah. God, you want to take us from where we are, hallelujah, to a better place, hallelujah, a better walk, hallelujah, a better spirit, God, hallelujah, Lord, that you have waiting on us, hallelujah. Working this, oh God, hallelujah. God, if we would turn around and accept you, God, accept you in our hearts and in our minds, eyes and in our jobs, and accept you, God, anywhere that we are, hallelujah, God. Our end is not here, God. So every day, God, hallelujah, is another opportunity, another chance, oh Lord, to get it right, hallelujah. God, we need you, Jesus. Lord, those that are here, Lord, all those that have come, God, we're here to hear from you, God. We need change, hallelujah. We need change in our spirits, in our minds, hallelujah, in our hearts, God. We need walks, hallelujah, that would be pleasing before you, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your word, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the leaders, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for my pastor, hallelujah, God, that has a heart after righteousness, God, a heart after you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah, God, for the word that comes forth, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for her husband, for Brother Doc, God. I thank you and I praise you, God, Father, for knitting them together. Father, I thank you, hallelujah. I pray, God, that you would just continue to work in them. Work through them, Lord. Continue to bless those, God. Bless her, Lord, in everything that she needs, God. Hallelujah, God. In every way you make things come together for her and for Brother Doc. Lord, I bless you, Lord, for the ministers. I bless you, Lord, for all those that have power, all those that have rule, God, all those that have authority, God, all those that you put in position, God, to do what you call to do. Hallelujah, to do what you want them to do, God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, God, because without you, Lord, placing them where they need to be, God, we would be lost, hallelujah. It's you, God, that initiates everything, God. You are the head, you are the lead, and you are the father of all. Father, I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do, Lord, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to make changes in our heart, God, that we would turn around and we will walk after you. Father, I pray, God, that you would bless that word, hallelujah. Anoint my pastor, hallelujah, Lord, to speak that word on today. Father, the enemy is defeated, your shame, and I leave your son that my son that my sin. I plead the blood of Jesus against him, hallelujah, God. You have something for each of us, Lord, that is here to hear from you, Lord, on today, God. I pray, God, that you would have your way, God, that you would move by your spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Good morning, Great Grace. I hope everyone had a fantastic week. I'll be reading Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee the right hand of my righteousness. May God bless the reading of this word.
Amen. Bless the Lord for the reading of his word. Bless the Lord for prayer on today. God is a good God. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to keep praising him, you can, but you may be seated in the presence of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I feel your spirit all over me. love you.
Yes.
You love the Lord just as much as we do. We just want you to come in and just join in and sing with us.
Don't know what he's done for me.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I really love the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't know what he's done for me. Hallelujah. He gave the victory. Hallelujah. To us. Hallelujah. We praise and thank God. Hallelujah. For the victory on today. Hallelujah. For his mercy, for his love, for his grace, love, and kindness. God is a good God. Hallelujah. I praise him. I praise him. And I bless him, beautiful. Hallelujah. On today. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Now we're going to call for our welcome community to come forth, Sister Chesley, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. 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 I'm excited on today what my eyes have seen and my ears have heard this far. I see the move of God. I feel the move of God. I see what God is doing. And I bless God that he saw it fit for me to wake up this morning and just to be a part of such a great movement of God. I'm excited about what God's going to do for the rest of this day. I'm excited. You hear me? I am excited about the move of God on this day. I bless God. Thank you all for tuning in, for just taking time out your schedule just to hear what this said the Lord on today. I bless God for this new day that we've never seen before, how he's going to move in our lives. I can't say it enough. I just bless God this day for what he's going to do. I see the move of God. I see it. I see it. I see it. I see it. But you all are welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Please, please, please don't think it robbery to come back next Sunday when he does it all again. My God, what a God. Guess what? You all have tuned in to the right place at the right time in the right season for the right reason. May God bless you and may heaven smile on you is my prayer. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah for the welcoming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know everybody feel welcome now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. This is the best time of the, not the best time, but almost. Praise God. Because the word is the best time. But now we're going to have offering time, beloved. Hallelujah. By Sister Gibbons. Hallelujah. Yolanda Gibbons.
Good morning, family. Happy Sunday. Let's get excited. Let's get excited because it is time to give. My scripture for this morning is Revelations 21, verse 4, which says, And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will no longer be death. There will no longer be sorrow and anguish, crying, or pain, for the former order of things have passed away. I thank God for the reading of his word. That was Revelations chapter 21, verses 4. All right, y'all, so it's time to give. So in order to give, you must go to our website. And the church's website is www.ggc3311.org. Once you do that, please click on the online giving tab. You have the option of giving two ways, one by credit card and debit card. The second option is by PayPal. You no longer have to send an email to the church in reference to how much you are giving. So once you do those, please make sure that you fill out your envelopes. If you need envelopes, you can contact Minister Say, Minister Butler, Minister Williamson, and our pastor. If you also need your offering picked up, you can reach out to those same parties and they will be available to you. If you do need to set up direct deposit, you can reach out to Minister Say and Minister Butler, and they will be glad to set you up with direct deposit. Y'all, just do the direct deposit, because I was thinking about this morning, and I used to struggle and did not want to give my tithes and offerings, and it's not worth it. It's not worth your money being jacked up and messed up, and it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. So even if you know, have your feelings about it, just sign up today. Because honestly, you don't even see it. By the time you get your check, that's it. Sign up today. Don't miss out on what God has in store for you on today. So let us pray. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for this opportunity, oh God, to give, God, just to give back a portion of which you have blessed us with. God, we thank you for waking up in our homes on this morning. God, we thank you for food to eat, for running water, for clothes, God, for soap to bathe, God, for just the bare necessity, God, we thank you for clean running water. God, we thank you for just how you have been keeping us, oh God, I ask that you would continue to help us to give, oh God, even when we see people in need, just give, God, even things that we may have balk of, God, help us to just give to those in need, not to want to get profit, but just to give it away, to get rid of it, and also to be a blessing, God, to families and people in need. God, we thank you for how you have kept us, oh God. God, we thank you for our ministry, oh God. God, we thank you for how you're working in and throughout every home, God, which is online on today. God, I ask that you will bless this offering, oh God. Even bless those that wanted to give but didn't have it during this offering time to give. Father God, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're now back in the hands of Minister Bush.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We thank God for giving, for offering to give on today, because even in that, it's God that put it in your heart and mind to do so. And we appreciate God for just blessing us to do the right thing, to do what his word says. Give 10% and he'll give it back to you. So we already know what the word says. So God is so good and so great and wonderful, because the word do say, tell us to give. Hallelujah. So bless the Lord on that. God is so good and wonderful. Now, hallelujah, we're going to have our announcer, Sister Brianna Broden, to come forth in Jesus' name with our announcement.
Amen. Great grace. Good morning. Good morning to you all. You are looking beautiful, but I'm not seeing any smiles. For us to be embracing laughter this month, I don't see many smiles. I see all these straight faces, like, what's the next thing in service? Yes, you can anticipate the next thing, but can you really anticipate the next blessing God has for you? And if you sitting there with a straight face, is God really going to drop that blessing? He's going to be like, sound like she want it. Next. So make sure you are smiling. I see you, Bella girl. Look at that smile. She got a model smile. Go ahead, Bella. I see you, girl. And nobody else. Okay, I see Mimi smiling a little bit. I see Minister Bush. Y'all smiles are stale today. I don't see no teeth. Is it because y'all ain't brushed y'all teeth this morning? I understand, man. You guys know, you got a little chuck, you know, a little cheese, and it's okay. We accept you as you are. The Lord says, come as you are. So if your teeth got a little cheese in it, it's okay. It's okay. I just need a little smile. I see you. Okay. I see Eric. Okay. She got, we got a little couple smiles there. We're working on it. And I'm trying to make y'all smile today because, one, that was an instruction given to us. I see you, Glow. I see you, Sister Sweetest. I see Yvette and Shasha. Okay. Minister Butler, correction. And I see you, David. David, your smile looked like somebody forced you to smile. But I come to you all today because, you know, in the month of August, we don't have activities on the calendar. So it is my goal to make you smile, and also just to give you some reminders that we don't have Bible study. We do not have any other services, outreaches, or meetings during this month. We are asking that you come to Sunday in your casual fits. You don't have to get all dressed up as your Sunday best. You can save it for September, because September is our anniversary month. Woo! Yes. So no excuses. Be like, oh, I wore that last month. You ain't wear it last month because you wore casual last month. So you can go ahead and save your Sunday's best. Go ahead and get it steamed and ready, because we're going to be celebrating and giving God some praise. You know, when you go to your family event, you want to come looking nice so your family know that you got money or know that you're in a wealthy place. That's how you need to come to church in September to our services. We have some meetings in September, and I'm just going to announce the first 2 weeks of September just so that you all can prepare your mind. So leadership is meeting on the first Friday. The first Saturday, we have Ushers, Greeters, and Little Love Outreach. And then the first Sunday, we have a Jules meeting at 12 noon. And then please don't forget that on the 7th, the Safety and Security Ministry has a meeting. Yes, yes, yes. The Safety and Security Ministry has a meeting. And then please don't forget that the youth ministry leaders are meeting on the 9th and the quarterly women's fellowship is on the 10th. And I appreciate you all for coming out on today and really, you know, being here and being present. Presence is key. Presence is staying in the moment, living in your moment, and believing in your moment. And in actuality, we have a lot to be thankful for. So make it sure that you are smiling and that you do remain happy. Other than that, enjoy your Sunday, enjoy what's to come, and make sure that you smile. Give a good smile. Thank you, Minister. But she smiled the whole time through. See, I've been smiling a lot lately, and people have told me, and I didn't really have these at first, but I turned it to on chic. I got the dimples now. So I'm like, come on, God, I got dimples now because I've been smiling so much. So me and Ashika are dimpling it up. So keep smiling, and maybe God will pull a dent in your cheek to let you give you a reminder to smile. Other than that, have a blessed, blessed Sunday. And I turn it back over into Minister Bush.
Thank you, Sister Brianna. I said, you know, when you think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he done, glory, it don't take much for that smile to come, because you're thinking, hallelujah, on the goodness. Ha, yes, Lord, on his goodness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will see. Hallelujah. God is good to us. Hallelujah. And we know to smile because God put that smile on all of our faces, hallelujah, because it's not like it used to be, hallelujah. It's better, hallelujah, better than it was, hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, hallelujah. God has been blessing, and I thank him, hallelujah, for every service, every word that's been preached. I appreciate God, hallelujah. Now I'm going to have our last election. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Promise keeper, light in the dark.
My God,
my God. worship. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending broken hearts. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, breaking every chain. I worship you. I worship you. You are
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the dark.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He is a way maker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a promise keeper. Hallelujah. He make a way. Hallelujah. Let everyone stand to their feet. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God that we will receive our beautiful pastor. Hallelujah. Pastor Mauricio Smallwood. Hallelujah. Just say, God bless you.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, great grace. Good morning, everyone. God is great. He is greatly to be praised. He is amazing in all of our lives. And I bless the Lord on this morning. I honor God. I honor his blessed son, Jesus. I honor his precious Holy Spirit. I give honor to my husband, to each and every one that's tuned in on this morning. God is so, so, so good. Hallelujah. And the truth of the matter is, there are no words really in no language that can really describe the goodness and the greatness and the mercy and the love of God. I appreciate the Lord so much. Thank you, great grace, for tuning in on this morning. Hallelujah. Just hear the word. We're coming from Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. It says, but this I say then, walk in the spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Okay, so we know that August is our vacation month. Hallelujah. And okay, everybody disappeared. Let me see if I can find y'all. there you go. Okay, so August is our vacation month. So I was asking the Lord to, I don't know how many of you remember the message about flip-flops. Hallelujah. I was asking the Lord, that just kept coming to my mind. I was asking the Lord to give me a word similar, or let the word be about something about our vacation time. Okay. So this month, our title is for the month, vacation time. Our scripture for the month is Galatians 5 and 16. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Okay. Hallelujah. So our title for today is Don't Let Your Hair Down. Hallelujah. Okay. Letting your hair down is a figure of speech that basically means that you behave in an uninhibited way or a relaxed way, or either to allow yourself to behave much more freely than you usually do, and just enjoy yourself in ways that may be good and may not be good. But we have an understanding of enjoying ourselves as taking part in some wrong things. Okay, so we're going to talk. We're going to talk about swimming. Swimming is one of the things that we do on vacation. Swimming is something that pretty much everybody tries to do if they love the water. Do in the summertime. Swimming pretty much for the most part, it is seasonal. Okay, people go to beaches, people do boating, people go to pools. And what I want to do, when I want to tell you about the definition of swimming, it is to propel oneself in water by natural means, such as movements of limbs, fins, or tail, which we know that part, the fins and the tails, may apply to fish and other creatures in the water. Okay, swimming also means to play in the water, as at a beach or at a swimming pool. Okay, so when we talk about swimming, and I need you to keep your mind on our scripture also and on our topic, title for today, Don't Let Your Hair Down. Okay, so when we talk about swimming, I want to go over some safety tips with you. Because a lot of times we just get in the water and we really don't know what we're doing. We don't know pretty much how we really are supposed to conduct ourselves. Okay. And I don't want you to think, I don't even go swimming, so this doesn't apply to me. But yes, it does, because we're talking about swimming for our vacation topic or our summer topic. But swimming, things that we learn about swimming, they also apply to so many other areas in our lives, okay? So what we talk about when we go over these swimming safety tips, you need to see how these things need to be applied to your lives in other ways. Hallelujah. Okay, so one of the tips are, whenever possible, always swim at a lifeguarded beach. If you're going to swim at a beach or a pool, you should always have a lifeguard there. And I thought one of the most important things was about swimming is that we need to learn to swim, because people play in the water. Stop, Charlene. Don't be shaking your head. We need people do all kinds of things in the water, and they try to get other people to do stuff in the water, and they can't even make it in and out 100% by themselves on their own, okay? So you've got to learn how to swim. And it's good for everybody to learn to swim, because you never know when you may be somewhere near the water or on the water and your boat or your ship goes down and you need to know how to fend for yourself, swim fast, swim hard before the sharks get you, okay? You need to read all of the rules and regulations for swimming, ones that they have posted on signs, read them. That's something that we don't like to do. We don't take time to read we just want to jump in the water, okay? There is a way about us, and this is what we need to see, this way about us, about doing things that we think, oh, I'm familiar with this, I know how to do it, but just jumping in the water just because you jumped in the water and you swam and you played for years, it does not mean that you follow all of the safety rules and guidelines. So you need to read them and you need to obey them. Okay. Another thing is never swim alone, because when you swim alone, nobody will know if something happens to you. Nobody will know how to help you. Nobody will know where you are. And if you're someplace like at a beach, the tide can come in and carry you so far out until nobody probably will ever be able to find you, especially if you're swimming in an ocean. Okay. Another tip is to supervise children closely. Even when the lifeguards are present, you need to keep an eye on your child or children that may be with you or came with your party. Or even if you have no children that you need to be concerned about, then be concerned about someone else's child. Children have a tendency, sometimes parents have a tendency not to keep a close eye on their children. And if you keep a close eye on children overall, you know, you may be able to save somebody's child. Okay. Another tip is keep a lookout for aquatic life, water plants and animals. They may be dangerous. So avoid patches of plants and leave animals alone. Hallelujah. There are a lot of things that we come in contact with. Again, we're not just talking about swimming, but a lot of these tips can be applied to so many other areas of our lives. But we come in contact with things like in this water, the aquatic life, different animals. Like when you're on the beach and you may see jellyfish and you want to run away from them. But there are things that we see in life and we know it's harmful. We know it's bad, but we don't want to get away from it. We want to investigate and find out what it is all about. Okay, so you got to avoid these things. Patches of plants have the ability to pull you under. They can grab you by your foot. They can grab you by your leg, your arm. They can grab you any kind of way and pull you under, because these are live. They're not just plants in the water, but they are living organisms. They are living creatures. Hallelujah. And they're looking for something good and healthy to eat and to nibble on. Okay, you got to protect your head and your neck and your spine. Okay, when you go into the water, you should not just jump in on your behind, but you should go in feet first, always. Okay, when you enter the water, go in feet first. I don't care if you jump, if you dive, if you walk in, go in feet first. Hallelujah. When you enter in by your head first, it only should be if you are diving in an area that's marked for diving and you know how to dive. A lot of people will dive into the water and they don't know how to dive. Hallelujah. When you do a correct dive into the water, you shouldn't have a whole bunch of water splashing all over the place. Okay. Another tip. Don't try to swim against the current. If you're caught up in a current, don't try to swim against it. Swim gradually out of the current by swimming across it. Don't swim with the current, swim across it. Hallelujah. Swim sideways. Hallelujah. Okay. Until you are free from that current. Another tip, know how to prevent and recognize and respond to emergencies. There's so many emergencies that happen in the water, so many emergencies that happen even in our general lives, and we don't know how to respond to them. Hallelujah. Because we a lot of times we live for the most part for ourselves, concerned about ourselves, wanting to take care of only ourselves. Hallelujah. But you never know what kind of predicament that you may be in. And you may be the only one that can save someone else or help someone else, okay? So be able to recognize emergencies or either prevent them and be able to respond to emergencies, okay? Another tip, if you see someone in difficulty, never attempt to rescue them, because they will have to bust you in the head, knock you out, and then drag you to safety, which you won't like it. go get the lifeguard or call 911. Hallelujah. Or call 110 for the Coast Guard. Hallelujah. And you will get assistance for whomever may need assistance. Another tip, stay within the designated swimming area, ideally with invisibility of the lifeguard. Hallelujah. When you want to go way out beyond where you're supposed to, where your limits are, go beyond your limits. Hallelujah. Anything can happen to you and nobody will really know, and nobody will really want to come to rescue you because they'll know that these are dangerous waters. You will have to literally wait for someone from 911 or the Coast Guard to come and rescue you. And by then you may be gone. You may be dead. Okay. I thought about when we went to Hawaii, and I was so terrified of getting on the boat. But once I got in that little canoe, there were two guys that were paddling, and they paddled us all around the water. And I started telling them, no, go out there, go way up there. As far as I can see, that's where I wanted them to go. And he started saying, no, we can't go out there because there's an undercurrent and, you know, we can get trapped. And I was like, oh, come on, we won't get trapped. I wanted to say, God won't let us get trapped. But how often do we think that when we're doing the wrong thing? When we've been warned, how often do we think, oh, God, I know the Lord. He's going to save me. He's going to keep me. Hallelujah. But God tells us in his word to obey them that have the rule over you. And at that particular time, those two servants that were rowing that boat, they had the rule over us. Hallelujah. And they got to say how far we went out. We don't like rules. We don't like guidelines. We don't like nobody telling us what to do. The lifeguard doesn't have to be around. We want to stay out of the path of authority. We want to stay away from any type of authority so we pretty much can do our own thing. Hallelujah. Okay. We want to let our hair down. Amen. And live what we call freely and live uninhibited. We want to do things that we've always wondered about, or maybe just wondered about at that time, and not think about the consequences. Another tip for swimming, be knowledgeable of the water environment that you're in. Be knowledgeable of its potential hazards, such as deep and shallow areas, the different currents, the depth changes, and whatever obstructions there are in the water. We do so many things without asking God, without seeking the will of God for our lives. We just want to jump right head on in. How many decisions do you make every day without asking God, is this the right decision for you according to his will for you? We think life is just our own to live as we want, do as we want, just make choices for ourselves. And we really need to seek God. We need to get an understanding. We need to know what his will is for us. We jump out into these waters, even in pools, and we don't have an understanding about where we're going or what we're actually getting ourselves into. Okay. Another tip is make sure you always have enough energy to swim back to shore. Hallelujah. We want to go out far, but can you really get yourself back? Now, I thought about that with walking, but I never thought about that with swimming. Because if I get out there in the water, I'm just going to go as far as I can go. And I turn around and look back and I'll probably be like, oh, God, help me. Up, Charlene. Help them that's out there. Hallelujah. Okay. So you've got to think about how far you're going, what you're doing, and do you have the ability to get back? When we were young, our parents always told us, don't go anywhere that you can't get yourself back. Hallelujah. And they always told us to take at least bus fare. We couldn't afford cab fare, but take at least bus fare. If things get unfavorable in the environment that you're in, get up out of there, but have your way back. Never depend on anyone to see that you get back to where you need to be. Hallelujah. Make your plans before you go somewhere, hallelujah, that you will know that you can always get back. If you've had a good sense of direction, then use that good sense of direction. If you don't, pray harder. Hallelujah. Okay. Remember, our scripture says to watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. That's in Matthew chapter, I think it's verse 24, 26. Okay, but you got to watch and pray because you never know how things where you are going to change. You can be at a cookout. You can be at a banquet. Anything can take place in this day and age that we live in. If you watch the news, you'll see that anything and everything is happening, is going on. Hallelujah. So you need to always know that you're able to make an exit without somebody. If the person that you rode with, if they're not ready to give you a ride, they're not ready to leave, have your way back. Make your way back. Be able to get back from wherever you are. This was one of the rules or the tips for swimming, but this is one we need to use in our everyday lives. Okay. Another one is don't drink alcohol. Don't mix alcohol with swimming in any kind of a way, or diving or boating. Alcohol impairs your judgment, your balance, and your coordination. It affects your swimming and diving skills, and it reduces your body's ability to stay warm. And you know good and well, I ain't gonna be drinking. I'm not a drink anyway, but if I was, it wouldn't be, I wouldn't have alcohol when I'm about to be swimming because I don't like being cold, okay? And I'm always cold. Alcohol, this is one of the things we do, some people may do to let their hair down, okay? They may go pretty much a long time without indulging in alcohol, but you get around certain people, you wanna do certain things, investigate certain things. There are words that are said to you to make you feel some kind of way. There's so many kinds of ways you can feel that will cause you to just indulge. Hallelujah. But you've got to know who you are. You got to know where your stand is, and it is in the Lord. That's the problem a lot of times why we have so many trials, so many tests, so many obstacles come our way, is because we're trying to play on both playgrounds. We're trying to play on the Lord's playground and get all the blessings he has. And we're trying to play on the enemy's playground, okay? And experience everything that tickles our little fancies, that tickles his flesh. The 17 works of the flesh that are in us. And we're trying to appease those appetites at different times. A lot of this happens, especially on vacation, in the summertime. But especially on vacation when we let our hair down. Hallelujah. Which is something that you shouldn't do. Just keep it up. Keep it up in the ponytail. Keep it up in the ball. Just keep it pinned up. Keep it rolled up. Keep it up. Just keep it up. Don't let it down. Hallelujah. Because you never know how you're going to end up. You never know what's going to happen to you. You can't imagine. We think we have our lives in control. We think we have everything all mapped out in our minds, but you never know. Life has a way of throwing some monkey wrenches in your plans. It has a way of throwing a whole bunch of mess in your path that you can't walk around it. You got to step right in it. Life has a way of telling you and letting you know, hallelujah, you don't know me. I am life and you can't handle me. Hallelujah. That's why we need the Lord. And that's why our stand has to be steady unless we're getting closer to him. That's the only time our stand should be changing. Hallelujah. Our last tip is pay attention to local weather conditions and forecasts. Stop swimming at the first indication of bad weather. Hallelujah. And I am one that loves to be in the water when it's raining. Now, I got sense enough to be out when the lightning starts. I'm not too much scared of the thunder, but the lightning, yeah, because I don't want to strike that water. And yeah. But we want to take chances when it comes to salvation. We want to take so many chances thinking that it's not going to affect me. It's not going to bother me. Hallelujah. But you don't know. You didn't create you. You didn't map out the plan for your life. So you don't know what's going to affect you, when it's going to hit, and how you're going to respond. We always feel like we would respond in a certain way to different things that will happen, but you don't know. Okay. The weather is your spiritual weather is what's going on around you. Hallelujah. Knowing people that you're about to get involved with, people that you're about to go somewhere, venture out somewhere with. Hallelujah. What are the conditions? What are their lives like? What do you know that they will want to indulge in that you won't? Hallelujah. Automatically, that's a red flag. We don't pay attention to red flags, but we need to, because there's so many of them, and we get ourselves into a whole bunch of messes because we don't pay attention to those red flags. We don't check ahead of time to find out what the weather is like. I'm not going to head for the beach when they say a storm is going to start by noon. Okay, that just defeats the purpose of being there, because if I go to the beach, I want to be there pretty much all day. Okay. If I'm going to do something, I want to be able just to enjoy my time there. So if I'm going to go to the beach, I don't want to go for an hour or two or three or four. I pretty much want to be there all day. I want my breakfast at the beach. I want my lunch at the beach. I want my dinner at the beach. Hallelujah. Okay. Because I love being at the beach. It beat me up because there were so many of these tips that I did not know about. Hallelujah. Now, even though I want to be there, I can't get there. I can't get to the through the sand and to the edge of the ocean where I really, really want to be. I want to surf a 150-foot wave and not have the water come over me and I can't catch my breath. That's what I want to do. That's a dream of mine, to be able to surf at least 100-foot wave. But I don't even know how to surf. I got a long way to go. Okay. Again, we barely mentioned boating, but boating is another thing. They don't even give you tips on the internet about boating. You have to go to classes. You have to take classes through Maryland, well, because we live in Maryland, whatever state you live in, you have to take classes. And also you have to take classes through the Coast Guard to find out about boating, because it is so much to it and it can be extremely dangerous. Okay. Boating is not the kind of thing that you can just, you know, get in a boat and just have a little bit of fun without knowing what you're doing, what you're riding on. Hallelujah. And again, all these tips for swimming, who you're with, what kind of conditions are around, what are you venturing out into? Hallelujah. Okay. Pay attention to those weather forecasts. Stop being daredevils. I am a daredevil, but not so much anymore. You know, you get beat up enough, you'll cut out the daredevil. Everybody, we love to stretch the limits. We love to push to see how far beyond guidelines we can go. And that's a dangerous place to live. It is. Okay. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. It says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Hallelujah. That's where we live in Proverbs 16 and 25. There's so many ways that seem right to us, hallelujah, but the end is death, okay? Swimming, and it's not just swimming, there's so many things we do. We're going to talk about other things that we do throughout this month when it comes to vacationing, Hallelujah. But if we're not careful, if we're not walking in the spirit, we will run to fulfill every lust that's in this flesh. Hallelujah. Especially when you're somewhere like on a cruise. You're going on a cruise, you're maybe with your significant other, your spouse, your best friend. We may tend to indulge in things that we wouldn't indulge in when we are around the brothers and sisters in the church. Hallelujah. Cruises are places that you can really let your hair down and no one would be the wiser. Hallelujah. And you would come back a different person than how you left out. Why? Because the real you, when you hide the real you, when you tuck in the real you, put the real you on the shelf, the salvation you, to indulge in things that are unpleasing or not pleasing to God, hallelujah, you're losing who you really are. And if you anytime you indulge in anything, whether it's swimming, whether it's anything that you do on vacation, when you put the salvation you on the shelf and you indulge in the you that lets your hair down, you're losing who you really are. And when you lose who you are, it's so much harder to find your way back. Because if if you put salvation on the side and you started to indulge in one area, you'll indulge in so many other areas. When you don't see anything wrong with what you did, hallelujah, you're not going to go to the Lord for forgiveness. You're just going to be on a downward spiral. And the next thing you know, things will be so bad until you'll cry out to the Lord and you'll really need him. Okay? As with swimming tips, God gives us tips. He gives us guidelines. He gives us instructions. He gives us orders. Hallelujah. He gives us to know what we should and should not be doing. But do we take heed to it? Do we pay attention to it? Why? Because there's a way that seems right to us. And we're 9 times out of 10 going to go with that way. Hallelujah. That's how, you know what? That's how your brother got killed. You know, your brother Uriah. That's how he got killed, because there was a way that seemed right to David. The way that seemed right to him was, hey, this woman is beautiful. She carrying my baby. She gonna be my wife. Y'all remember David? Mm-hmm. And his little fling with Bathsheba. Okay. He got the girl pregnant. He looked, first of all, his desires ran away with him. You can't do that. Shut the mind down. It's mind over matter. She may have looked beautiful, but when David started to feel like he needed to get her in the bed, all he had to do was just shut her down. It's your mind. Shut it down. You don't have to have it. It's no such thing as you just couldn't help yourself. Because, yeah, all you had to do was shut your mind down. It's mind over matter. If your mind don't mind it, it's not going to matter to you whether you have it or not. Okay? But David didn't shut his mind down. He went on after Bathsheba. When he found out she was pregnant, then he wanted to marry her. But he called himself having to do it right. Having to cover up that pregnancy, having to cover up that fling, in other words, the right way. How many times do you not own up to what you have done and you want to cover it up and fix it, but you only can do the wrong thing? Wrong begets wrong. Right begets right. You can't do the wrong thing and cover it up by doing something right. It's no such animal as that. It's no such thing as that. So him doing the right thing was not marrying Bathsheba. Him doing the right thing was to say, you know what? I made a horrible mistake. I did wrong. I went after the lust of my flesh. Hallelujah. But you know what? The way that seemed right to him was to kill her husband so that now he can lawfully take her. Hallelujah. We do a whole bunch of stuff thinking that God is not looking, he does not see it, and he does not know. But I want you to know, hallelujah, you didn't pay very much attention to your theme for last year, okay? Because God is omniscient. He knows everything. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere, beholding the good and the evil. So the scripture even tells us. Hallelujah. He is all powerful and he has the power to shake everything loose, but that's your choice. God is a gentleman. He's not going to fight you. He's not going to fight against your will. If that's what you want to do, hallelujah, he's going to let you hurt yourself, hinder yourself, hang yourself. And that's exactly what David did. Not only that, he messed up his family, his whole entire family for the rest of their lives. Hallelujah. Some of the children started killing each other. Some of them became eunuchs. It was just horrible. Okay. He thought the easy way out was to die, but God said no. Hallelujah. You cannot fix a wrong. You cannot make a wrong right by thinking you're doing something good and something right in the sight of God. It does not work that way. The only thing we can do that's good, that's right, that the Lord loves is repent. Open up and be honest about what we've done and repent. Hallelujah. This is a vacation month. Let's look at this for a minute. Now, I gave you a definition of swimming, didn't I? To propel oneself in the water by natural means, such as movements of limbs or fins or tails, to play in the water as at a beach or a swimming pool. But let's look at this other definition of swimming. To have a floating or reeling I found out that summertime vacation put us in these places. They cause us to have a floating sensation, a reeling sensation or appearance. Okay? When you're floating, your focus is out of a normal position when you're floating. Your focus is not right. Your focus is somewhere it should not be. Okay? When you're reeling, you're pretty much behaving in a violent, disorderly manner. And you might say, well, I'm not a violent person, but are you doing violent things to your spirit? Are you doing violent things to your mind? Are you doing violent things to your body? Hallelujah. That was the other definition of swimming. I don't care. You can go look it up. I was in Merriam-Webster. Okay. It's to have a floating or reeling appearance or sensation. Okay. What do you want to indulge in while you're on vacation or during this summer, hallelujah, that's going to have you floating, appearing like you're floating, or having a sensation that you're floating, or having a sensation that you're reeling, okay? Because we're headed the wrong way, and we've got to turn around and head the right way. This was David's problem, hallelujah. When he looked out on that roof and saw Bathsheba, he got drunk. He started feeling like he was floating. His head was swimming. His body was swimming. His mind was swimming. All his sensations were swimming. Okay. He did start reeling. He started reeling when he started looking, because he should have looked away, but he kept on looking and he started reeling. Hallelujah. Automatically, he started to think about the violent, disorderly conduct that he was about to indulge himself in. Hallelujah. He already knew she was married. That right there is not a great mix. You know that. Hallelujah. Okay. But yet, a lot of times we're fooled around with people that are married. Swimming within our minds, swimming within our spirit, swimming within our bodies, swimming within our understanding. And we can't do that and still name the name of Christ and say we are children of God. Cannot. Hallelujah. Okay? We've got to change the way we think. Hallelujah. We've got to start looking at vacations in a different manner. Hallelujah. Start looking at vacations that I don't care what I want to do. I don't care where the Lord says it's okay if I go. I am going to be inhibited. Okay? There are rules. There are guidelines that I need to follow. There are things that I should not do and things that I should do. We've got to come to a decision and a conclusion that we will obey and we will conduct ourselves as children of God. Hallelujah. Not act like David, because the only thing you do when you're trying to fix a mess that you made, a horrifying wrong, if you don't humble yourself and go to God for forgiveness, you're going to make a bigger mess, which is what David did. Hallelujah. I think when I think about that story, we don't think about how powerful God really is. Okay. Think about how when David ordered the men to come home, he wanted them to come home so that Uriah could go sleep with his wife and David could put that baby on him. But God had Uriah's heart so fixed that he was like, if my men are not going to be able to go into their homes and relax and enjoy them, neither am I. We don't look at the power of God in situations. That was God directing Uriah. That was God already had putting integrity into Uriah to do the right thing, make the right decisions, seek me for where you should and should not be. Hallelujah. Again, David, he tried so hard to put him on the front of, well, he ended up putting him on the front of the battle and he was killed. But he tried so hard to make that man do the wrong thing. He even called him in and talked to him and was telling him, you know, go on, take a load off, be with your wife, and enjoy the pleasures of home. And Uriah, even though David talked to him, Uriah was like, that was God that put the all-powerful God. We wonder why people don't cooperate with us. People don't see things the way we see it. People don't do what we think they ought to be doing. That's because God is directing them, hallelujah, not to let your ills and your wills and your demonic practices railroad them into thinking that you got over and that you're making things right. You cannot take a wrong and make it right at all, except you go to God and repent. Hallelujah. Stop trying to cover up a lot of things that we do, because you're only swimming. Your head is swimming. Your body and your mind is reeling out of control. Hallelujah. Because it is trying to act in a violent way, in a disorderly manner. Stop reeling. Stop swimming. Emotionally, mentally, spiritually. It's all right to go swimming, get in that pool. Hallelujah. But hey, when it comes to your walk with God, stop swimming. Stop swimming, because you'll end up just like David. That's what happened to him. He saw Uriah. He saw Bathsheba. She was beautiful. Hallelujah. And his head and his whole everything just went to spinning and reeling. And he got himself in trouble. He caused so much hurt and pain to every one of his other children. Hallelujah. Plus the baby that he had with Bathsheba, it died. So you don't get to enjoy your vacations. The truth of the matter is, you don't really get to enjoy your vacations when you go off reeling. Because the thing about it, when you're so drunk and you so swimming so much emotionally, sometimes you don't know what's going on. People can do things to you. People can, all sorts of things can happen to you. And you come back home not even knowing what went on half the time you were gone. Hallelujah. Okay? So that's swimming that I want you to think about in two different areas. Got out there in that pool. But when you're in that pool, when you're in that beach, think about real life. You ain't going swimming when it comes to your life, when it comes to your salvation, your walk with God. Hallelujah. You're going to stay on land. You're going to stay on the steady rock. Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And just continue to be blessed. Great Grace, I love you. I thank God for you. I bless the name of the Lord. I thank God for blessing all of us to have a wonderful vacation. Hallelujah. This is our vacation month. You may have already taken vacations. Hallelujah. But everything that you did on those vacations where you went swimming emotionally and mentally, go and ask for forgiveness. Don't try to cover up nothing. Go fix what you've already probably messed up. Okay. Again, our month is and topic is vacation time. While subtopic is don't let your hair down. Our monthly scripture is coming from Galatians 5 and 16. This I say then, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. And today we talked about swimming. Go to our theme scripture for the month and also to Proverbs 16 and 25. Hallelujah. Because there is a way that seems right to us, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Hallelujah. Think about what you may kill. And if you say, I can't think of me killing anything. Well, just think that something will die when you start swimming emotionally and spiritually. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this word on today. We pray that you will give us to take it and hide it in our hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would give us to take the things that we heard about swimming tips and apply them to different areas of our lives. We pray, oh God, that you would give us, hallelujah, that when we're on vacation, not to be swimming emotionally and mentally, God, not to be reeling and just floating around thinking that we can just let our hair down. God, give us to see that there are consequences to everything that we do to displease you. Give us, God, to walk in your spirit, and therefore we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Give us, Lord God, to love you and to honor you in everything that we do. And give us, God, to have a blessed vacation in you. We thank you and we praise you, God, for all these things that we ask of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed, great grace. Have a wonderful day on today. I love you guys.